Despite Paul Ryan's nearly $2 million campaign fund, the five Democrats competing for a chance to oppose him in November all feel he's beatable and that their lack of money is not an impediment.
None of us are out to get the most money, we're out to get the most votes.
Campaign precept number two, word of mouth is king.
I believe that every person I meet given a couple of minutes with them, I can walk away with a vote.
The candidates are Walworth County Group Homes Manager Don Hall and Kenoshan Steve Herr, a small business owner, retiree Mike Hebert, and medical technologist Ruth Bradley. The fifth candidate is a fixture on the ballot. Retired physician Jeff Thomas of Janesville is in his seventh campaign. The candidates focus on domestic issues, including health care, economics, and job creation.
We need more programs. People need to be working. I think it would take some people off the streets. Young people, especially with too much idle time on their hands, spells juvenile delinquency. We do need to have programs. We need to have jobs even for the unskilled.
I know everybody needs a job just to earn a living and just keep. We've got a lot of educational problems.
That's Hebert, preceded by Bradley. Hall favors a greater emphasis on technical education at the high school level.
Trust me, you need math skills that I don't have to be a carpenter and to be a mechanic. And so to bring in the colleges to bring that kind of college-level education to these kids so that they can then have job skills at 18 and not wait until they're 23.
On the issue of Iraq, Herr is the only one of the five who unequivocally calls for giving the new Iraqi government a timetable on U.S. troop withdrawal.
Give them a very certain timeline so that they know what they have to do in order to get their government going. We can't be there taking the bullets for them on an indefinite time scale.
Thomas appears to be on the opposite end of the spectrum.
I feel very strongly we shouldn't pull the rug out from underneath the kids in an untimely way. So I'm supportive of staying in Iraq to at least accomplish what we wanted to get done, but make it safe for the kids.
With the exception of Thomas, all of the candidates have had to build campaign organizations from scratch. None has paid campaign staff. Bradley and Herr have the most extensive websites. Hebert has none. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm David Cole.